Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. And now we're going to dive straight into the news. We have some guests coming up I'll tell you about a little bit later as well. Well, first off, I should just say, if you're joining us for the first time, this show is not left-wing, it's not right-wing. We're constitutionalist. I believe in freedom. I love America. I want justice. I want to stop the organized crime syndicate that is the New World Order. And I want everybody, regardless of race, color, creed, to be able to live together in happiness. But that's not going to happen because the New World Order is there manipulating all the different sides to create a crisis, to create chaos, so they can give us their order. Rumsfeld, who ordered the torture, which is now admitted, to become new head of the investigation into it. This is from ABC News. Of course, I should add that that's Australian news. Same as ABC News. It's national news in Australia. And at the same time, Rumsfeld told officers to take gloves off with the American Taliban member, Mr. Lind. And I remember that at the time. And we've taken the gloves off. Oh, we're interrogating him very strenuously. This was all public. And so now it's being pointed out. John Walker Lind, the so-called American Taliban, was stripped naked and tied to a stretcher during interrogation after the Office of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld ordered intelligence officers to, quote, take off the gloves when questioning him. That's a quote. Mr. Rumsfeld's legal counsel instructed the officers to push the limits when questioning Lind, captured in Afghanistan with Taliban and al-Qaeda forces in late 2001. The treatment of Lind appears to foreshadow the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. Folks, the real Taliban and al-Qaeda, 8,000 of them, were flown out to safety out of Afghanistan. It's that simple. They were flown out to safety. They were CIA. But then they grabbed up little nobodies off the streets, off of the desert roads and mountain passes of Afghanistan, and took them to Camp X-Ray for torture. Took them to the different camps in Afghanistan, not just in Cuba, and have been torturing the living daylights out of them. Their own top general quit a year and a half ago, Brigadier General Rick Baucus, refusing to go along with all of this. But don't worry, now Rumsfeld's going to do the investigation. By the way, about a month ago, there was a report by Judicial Watch, far from, you know, evil liberals out to get Bush, you know, the folks that successfully went after Bill Clinton, a Freedom of Information Act request. They did over 10 of them to the FBI, Defense Intelligence, CIA. They all refused. But the Customs Department did release the documents, with over 160 of the Bin Laden family being flown out of the country on three separate flights, September 11th, 12th, and 13th. Finally today, in the several major Florida newspapers, including the St. Petersburg newspaper, they actually have copies of those documents published. Now, again, a month ago we covered this and posted the documents, but finally it hit some major newspapers, which is news in and of itself. So that's on prisonplanet.com for you right now as well. When we get back, we'll get into there's so much news here. Baltimore set for 24-hour-a-day Homeland Security camera surveillance. What's going on in Iraq? You name it.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One of the individuals that's going to be eulogizing Ronald Reagan is Missouri Senator John Danforth. And remember during the whole Waco investigation or whitewash in the late 1990s, Janet Reno, who ran the Waco attack with the Delta Force and elements of foreign military as well, she said, oh, yes, it's an independent investigation, and her Justice Department appointed Danforth, and then her aides were his assistants, and they called this an independent investigation of Waco, and Danforth ran an incredible soft soap cover-up of the entire operation. I mean, it was amazing. And then now with the 9/11 Commission, we have all these different Bush business partners and Bin Laden family business partners and Condoleezza Rice business partners up there sitting in judgment and then putting out their report yesterday saying no fault of Clinton, no fault of Bush protecting Al-Qaeda. It's all the CIA and FBI's faults. They're just idiots and they need more funding and more power. That'll punish them. And now Rumsfeld, according to ABC News, Rumsfeld, who ordered the torture, to become new head of the investigation into it. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is expected to replace the two-star general investigating the prisoner abuse scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib jail. with a more senior officer. The New York Times reported the senior officer will report directly to Rumsfeld. Defense officials told the Daily that General John Abazid, commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, has asked for the change because Army regulations prevent the investigator, General George Fay, from interviewing his superiors. General Fay has said he could not complete the investigation without interviewing the ground commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez. Lieutenant General Sanchez has recused himself as the reviewing authority for General Fay's report. The Daily says that he has asked General Abazid, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, Abazida, or however you pronounce it, I can't pronounce it, that a higher-ranking officer be appointed to conduct a review in the investigation. Defense officials say the general made the request of Mr. Rumsfeld, who will most likely approve it. The Daily has been told that General Fay's final report is delayed by 30 days as an important witness who has refused to cooperate has changed his mind and agreed to work more closely with investigators, with whitewashers. The identity of the witness has not been revealed, and Army officials insist General Sanchez is not a target of the investigation. But it goes on to say that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is running the investigation through these generals out of his office. So it's like having Jeffrey Dahmer be the prosecutor and the judge in the Jeffrey Dahmer case. I mean, it's just amazing. We all know that Rumsfeld got up on TV and bragged about torture and that the CIA bragged about it, and there were 100 editorials, if there weren't 200, lauding the virtues of torture. That was a New York Times headline in the last 2.5 years. And then now we're all shocked when we see the images of the torture. And here's another one out of London Independent. Rumsfeld told officers to take gloves off with lint. And we already went over some of this, the supposed Taliban, American Taliban. And Rumsfeld, it's now admitted by the CIA and the Pentagon, this is being leaked, documents seen by Los Angeles Times show that when a U.S. Army intelligence officer started to question Lind, he was given instructions that the Secretary of Defense Council has authorized him to take the gloves off and ask ask whatever he wanted. The documents show that in the early stages, Lind's response were cabled to Washington every hour. And it says that Lind initially pled not guilty, but he later admitted reduced charges and was sentenced to 20 years. He and his lawyers also agreed to drop claims that he had been tortured by U.S. personnel. I don't know. I mean, he was stripped naked for the 20-plus hour flight, chained down on a metal plank. I mean, that's torture enough. They publicly put these people in hoods, mask over their mouths, earplugs, bound their hands, chain them down, squatting on their knees for days. That's one of the most severe forms of torture, my friends. You try doing it for 10 minutes and then add the sensory deprivation and see if you don't go crazy. But the torture's a lot worse than that. I mean, there's stuff they've done that's admitted that I can't even talk about on air. It's so pornographic in nature. But it's the same old story, whether it's Waco, 9/11, Oklahoma City, or the torture scandal, the foxes are guarding the hen house. The foxes have appointed weasels to sit in trial of them, of their treatment of the hens. And people could say, well, we're in a war, we got to torture. You know, that's been the MO we've all heard. But I thought we took over Saddam because he tortured. I thought the Taliban were bad because they tortured. I thought torture was bad because Joseph Mengele did it. I know I talk a lot about torture, but in a society where they come out and say they're torturing people and it's good, then we see the images of it, then they try to deny it, and there's this memory hole, to use the Orwellian term, of just day-to-day stories changing 180 degrees, and this isn't being pointed out by the mainstream media. It needs to be pointed out. Very, very serious to be facing this, and I don't know, what's your take on it? Rumsfeld investigating himself, but clearly it isn't just Rumsfeld. And in this London Independent article, it talks about how the council, Rumsfeld's council, was saying, yeah, go ahead and torture him, do whatever you want, take the gloves off. Well, it's the same Pentagon council saying, Rumsfeld says that Bush is above any federal or international law, and that we can torture whoever we want. I mean, those actual memos are now public. Sections of them, Attorney General Ashcroft and Rumsfeld are blocking the other releases of other memos and of the full memos. So we have them doing this. I mean, it's confirmed. And the question is, will they be held accountable? Because if they aren't held accountable and they just burn a few patsies who followed orders, and that doesn't abstain them from guilt either, then it sets the precedent for the globalists to continue torture on a mass scale. What we're seeing is the process of legitimizing torture. And I've talked, you know, ad nauseum about how every time I turn television on, and I literally don't watch more than an hour a week, but every time I'm in a restaurant and the big screen TV's on, or I'm at the local TV station and they've got monitors on different channels, and I stop and watch 5 minutes of Kiefer Sutherland's 24, or ABC News' Threat Matrix, or The Shield, or any of these shows, every time I turn the TV on and flip through channels, the police are torturing some drug dealer, and it's good, torture's good. They've got some supposed terrorist in a torture chair electrocuting him. And, you know, they're the good guys. They have to do it. You know, they're sad they have to do it. I mean, this is a mass program of warping our minds. And we have to say no. We have to say no, torture's wrong. It's like saying to Hitler, no, it's wrong to, you know, shut down these businesses of people you don't like and to arrest your political enemies and to put them in slave labor camps. If somebody would have been there and said no and stood up and admitted what was happening early on, Hitler wouldn't have been able to get away with what he did. You know, if we stood up and said no to what Israel's doing, torturing the living daylights, they admit they torture people in their hundreds of huge prisons, including Israelis that refuse to be conscripted. If people in Israel more aggressively stood up and pointed out what's even been admitted in Haaretz, and the Jerusalem Post, that the Israeli government has been behind a lot of the terror attacks, then that would stop. If we stood up and pointed out that our government's behind the terror attacks, then it would stop. If we stood up and exposed that the British MI6 and MI5 are admittedly behind many of the terror attacks, it would stop. They would lose that power. If more Russians stood up against Putin, which basically now it's too late, and exposed the fact that he's been behind the terrorism, then that country could be free. But they've decided, oh, you can't fight City Hall. You know, that's just a way of life in Russia. So they're slaves now. They were slaves a year ago. They were slaves 100 years ago. They'll be slaves 100 years from now. But in America, we had a different history of, yes, we had a lot of evils and a lot of problems, but we had a way of standing up against them and defeating those evils. But not anymore, because it's the age of the yuppie, the age of people thinking they're part of the system, the age of rationalizing what's happening and being in deep denial. You got to get out of that denial. All right, we're going to come back and take calls, and then I'll get back into the news. We do have some guests coming up. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And again, if you want to read all the news we've been covering and are going to cover, it's all posted at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And I just want to say that my wife, the webmaster of Infowars.com, does a fabulous job. Violet does a great job. And Paul Watson, my webmaster for the Prison Planet side of things, is doing just an exemplary, superb job on those websites, and we really appreciate his work on that. And in the Nazi USA section, exposing the Nazi-style government, we have the Brave New World section as a subsection, and in that there's the vaccine section about the cancer viruses, the mercury in the vaccines, the population control programs. It's all there for you, but we're going to put a link on the main page to that subdirectory, so it's a little bit easier for you to find. And yesterday, for some reason, we didn't get that National Geographic photo of the satanic ritual at Bohemian Grove posted, though a lot of you saw it on the National Geographic website. Well, it is posted now. Okay. And so you need to go check that out. All right, we'll come back and go to your calls, then we'll get to there's so much here. Baltimore set for 24-hour Homeland Security camera surveillance. Occupation tanks poised to enter Fallujah. 14 U.S. soldiers killed in attack. And some censorship news, too.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
From taking collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have Bob Chapman, who's with Army Intelligence, a great economist and researcher. Made a lot of stunning predictions to talk about the economy, the New World Order, impending terror attacks in the next hour. Right now, let's go ahead and open the phones up, and then we'll continue with a lot of important news in the next segment. George in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day, Alex.
Welcome.
We're having an election up here in Canada, and I just want to make sure that a lot of your listeners who are listening north of the parallel understand that the leader of the Conservative Party, Mr. Harper, was attending the Bilderberg Convention in Canada last year. It was in the Toronto Sun, May 15th, 2003, so I'm sure it's gone down the memory hole. he attended with our then Prime Minister Kretchen, who shortly thereafter retired and offered his position to the incumbent now, Mr. Martin. And Mr. Harper was chosen as our new Prime Minister then. So Mr. Martin is to throw the election, and Mr. Harper's going to pick up all the loose change by exposing an old scandal. So don't be sucked into voting for this guy, because he's the pick of the New World Order. Vote for the most common, down-to-earth neighbor you have, but don't waste your time or your money on this guy. Another interesting thing I came across in some research was a terrorist attack in the United States diverted back in the Nixon era. It was in a book called The Glass House Tapes by Lewis Tackwood, who was affiliated with the Los Angeles Police Department. They were going to have a Republican convention in Los Angeles, and he was an agent provocateur. He was supposed to hire a bunch of street thugs to fight the police, while at the same time, law enforcement agents working for the Nixon White House and an intelligence part of the LAPD were going to plant explosives in the convention hall.
Now, that's a famous case. That is confirmed. In fact, that's another example. I mean, there's so many examples of government-sponsored terrorism that I forgot about that one.
Well, you're having two conventions coming down the trail, and why I think that's important is these guys aren't too small. Their handbook only has a couple of pages.
Yeah, but tell folks how that last one got canceled, because if good law enforcement inside the system blows the whistle on it, even covertly, the globalists will cancel it.
Exactly. Well, with the Watergate break-ins and things starting to crumble around Mr. Nixon, this plot, and they were going to kill the delegates, and then that would give Nixon cause to declare a national emergency, become El Presidente for life. But one of the ringleaders of this, when the convention, Republican convention, was moved to Miami, was a gentleman by the name of James McCord. He was the chief of security at that place, 19 years CIA veteran, and he was in charge of a 16-man unit that was concerned with planning and preparing for this process. And he got turned in, he was caught, he was arrested, and the plot fell apart. So don't
think. And again, that's on the record, but we never hear about it.
Well, it's gone down the memory hole. That's
you know
why
what?
I love
years
mining
ago, there. I read some news articles about that, and I can't place them. Will you Xerox copy pages of your book, of that book, and mail them to me?
Well, one place I have found it, I found it on the internet conveniently by researching the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
This was published in 1972, as I recall, in an article by Martha Mitchell. And it was published in a magazine called The Realist. So if you search MarthaMitchell.com, you'll get this article, and there's also a very good one about the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, and I've seen that other places. I mean, I remember the whole attack getting foiled. It was minor news, but that shows you how much of this stuff does go down the memory hole.
Exactly. That's why history is so important.
Hey, I hear you. Listen, I got to let you go, my friend. Good to hear from you. Got to give everybody time here. Let's talk to Andrea in Ohio. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Welcome.
Another place you may be able to find that information, it's been years since I've read it, but there's a Jonathan Stockwell book called The Secret Wars of the CIA.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. But about this torture thing, are there any Christian or faith groups out there who are opposing this? Because my experience has been, over the last couple of weeks, especially in conservative Christian circles, this mindset of, well, they do worse things to us, so, you know, it's almost a rationale that they've come up with.
Well, that was the whole point of the scripting of CBS releases the torture photos that they had for a long time. Then they show Berg getting his head cut off. Oh, see, this is okay.
Uh-huh.
And this is sick. I mean, I've had people on this show that say, yeah, torture's good. And then I wonder how those individuals out there feel, and, you know, all the pundits that have been on television out there promoting torture, now that all these horrible images come back and we learn of the rape of women, beating people to death. I mean, how can, and I've heard them, so-called Christians snickering on talk radio about it. It's very funny.
It would be funny if it weren't so frightening. And the thing is, too, if you compare how this propaganda works, I'll never forget reading in Robert J. Liston's book, The Nazi Doctors.
I'll tell you what, stay there. I'm going to let you finish up. It's sick, people. I mean, torture is not good. I mean, do I have to go over this? I mean, what happened to us? Stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience. And we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
All right, my friends, we're continuing with your phone calls. Got a former military intelligence officer, a economist expert on the New World Order, Bob Chapman, international forecaster, joining us in the next hour. Let's go ahead and go back to Andrea in Ohio. She was talking about how it's supposedly Christian now. According to some people, they make excuses for it and say, oh, well, raping and killing and beating people to death, you know, we've got to get tough on the war on terror. We've got to do it to those evil Muslims. So according to that worldview, I've said this before, I guess Joseph Mengele was okay. I don't think that the Nazi torture master was good, but maybe that's because I'm a devil worshiper. Because now to be Christian, you've got to love Moloch, you've got to love George Bush, you've got to love the police state, you've got to love the New World Order, and if you're against torture, why, that's quite devilish. It's like Nancy Reagan, we need the body parts of the children, the stem cell research, and you know, and I have confirmed now some of the neocons are out saying yes, yes, yes. So now if you're not for using body parts of children, you're a wicked devil. Go ahead.
Sure. Now, what it has some really interesting historical parallels, because you see what the Nazi doctors did. They did a similar type of thing, you see, Alex. They used the war as a pretext to start the euthanasia program, which first began on German citizens who were mentally ill or physically handicapped. They could be blind or crippled or whatever. And so what they did was they conditioned the public much in the same way as we're being conditioned with these films, such as the one I accused. That was a famous Nazi euthanasia film in which it was portrayed in a sympathetic light. There were also training films for doctors teaching them, you know, basically showing mentally ill patients in a disgusting light. And the reason I'm saying all that is that propaganda, whether the Nazis used it or we use it, operates much the same way. I mean, other callers have said this. They build a straw man only so that he can be knocked down again. And they create a quote-unquote ethical quandary. Of course, the reality is nothing like the scenarios they create in these shows like Threat Matrix and 24.
Yeah, there's a nuclear bomb. They got to have the answers.
Uh-huh,
and the loving control officer straps him down and cries and says, I don't want to torture you. And the bad person goes, go ahead. And, you know, because they're inhuman, and they go ahead and zap them in blood sprays. And,
yeah.
But they save everybody. Torture's really good.
The reality is what it was in Latin America. I can remember reading the old Amnesty International and America's Watch report.
Yeah, they just pull a family over in their little truck,
yep.
Walk them out, put a bullet in daddy, mommy's head, line the toddlers up, mow them down.
Sure. Or take
throw them in a pit.
Yeah, and torture them for their training. You know, they're training people to do this, so they would grab somebody off the street and do this. And
Ma'am, you've certainly done your homework. I've actually seen documentaries and read a lot about what the Nazis did.
Yes.
But actually, they learned all this from American and British eugenics experts, Margaret Sanger and others. And in the Nuremberg trials, they actually tried to use the Margaret Sanger doctrine as their defense. Again, the head of Planned Parenthood, the founder of it, and just chilling stuff. And it did start on the retarded children, people who were handicapped. And they built the cadre out of that, and now we call it bioethics today, and it's being promoted. And again, it's not just conservatives that are out fighting it. Wesley Smith, who's a Democrat, writes for the Wall Street Journal. He's done dozens of reports listing the names of people who are paralyzed neck down, begging for food and water, but because they signed over control of their life to the state, the state says, oh, you didn't want any aid, and they're begging, asking, may I please have water, food? I mean, he's listed the names, and they're killing people. How many Americans, I guess who don't read the Wall Street Journal, know that they're killing people begging for food and water?
I think what has happened is we've entered what I've heard called a culture of complacency, and we either don't care.
Well, Wesley Smith calls it a culture of death.
Yeah, it is a culture of death, and we either don't care, or in the Christian world, there's this mindset that says, oh, well, prophecy's got to be fulfilled, so we can't do anything about it anyway, you know, or they're just so preoccupied with their own little lives. I mean, I think it struck me the other night, everybody's just going out to a restaurant, doing what they normally do, and, I mean, it's what Hannah Arendt calls the banality of evil.
I hear you, and I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Good call. Wow. Carlos in California. Carlos, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Carlos here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alex, so this commissions that are appointed are nothing but washovers to camouflage the truth and kind of hide the truth. During the Warren Commission, we go back history was there to whitewash and obscure the truth about the Kennedy assassinations. And, of course, the New World Order appointed some of their people to it, such as Ford and next President Ford, and, of course, they rewarded him
after the
presidency.
And Earl Warren himself.
Exactly.
Well, of course.
And then the 9/11 Commission, you got some very questionable characters there. You got a Mr. Keene who owned some of the stocks in some of the military industrial corporations that are reaping profits of the Iraq War. Then you got the deputy Secretary of State Armitage, who has been appointed by Mr. Kamsa, the heroin chief, the heroin chief of operations in Southeast Asia, as one of the government people who would go and buy drugs from
him. Okay, let me just say something here, Carlos. Number one, who appointed the 9/11 Commission? George W. Bush. That shows it's not independent. It's like they appoint the new Iraqi government and then go, oh, look, we've given them freedom. Our appointees want us to stay. I mean, this is so bald-faced, in your face, that it's staggering, just the wall of just obvious lies. And Chairman Keane is in business with one of bin Laden's brothers-in-law. He's in a bunch of different businesses with Bush. The head staffer on it helped write Condoleezza Rice's book for a bunch of the other members. The Democrat who quit a few months ago got the head of the Import-Export Bank. Bush gave him that chairmanship. It's a joke. I mean, it's like we've got Ashcroft investigating Rumsfeld for torture, and then Rumsfeld's running the investigation over himself. I mean, do we have to explain that the criminals aren't supposed to be the prosecutors in their own trials?
Well, you know, the sad thing is that most Americans are so gullible that they don't see through the obvious things that us Americans that do a little bit of research do. You know, Americans don't care, basically, and that's why they're the most ignorant people on the earth. And it's sad that this being the greatest economic power, the greatest democratic power, we have its people that are so gullible and naive, and our nation is falling apart because of our lack of knowledge.
Well, you're right, Carlos, but Carlos, that's the cycle. In every major civilization, they're strong to begin with, intelligent, informed. Then, because they're free, they become wealthy, you have plenty, and then their children become spoiled brats. Their children become thugs, their children become killers, and then you've got tyranny. And it happens over and over and over again, and so we're decadent, and you're right. Just 50 years ago, Americans were the smartest people in the world, the highest test scores, the most educated. Okay? Now, we are behind all industrialized countries and 20-plus third-world countries. We're way down the list now for the level of education and being informed. They have major polls every year of high school seniors, and one year it's 75%, one year 89%. Don't know who the vice president is. Don't know how many continents there are. Don't know what the First Amendment is. Don't know the three branches of government. Can't name five state capitals. Sir, they don't know anything, but they'll tell you their opinion about torture, Carlos.
Well, it's so sad. You know, there is a deliberate dumbing down of the people, which, of course, is controlled by the New World Order. They control the educational system. They impose collective philosophies, and they downgrade and debunk any individual achievement. It's all supposed to be a collective achievement by the students.
And again, you're right. That is not to have some wonderful communist society that they've promised us, which of course is a fraud. It's so the elite doesn't have any competition for their total domination. Thanks for the call. Another great caller. Ken in California. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, John Ashcroft stated 2 days ago in that investigation that we're not covered by the Geneva Convention because our so-called enemies are not wearing uniforms. They don't come from a state.
And okay, let me stop you, Ken, because a lot of people don't know what you're talking about. You're making another incredible call after incredible call. Ashcroft, before Congress, testified about the torture, said he won't release all the memos where they say Bush is God and is allowed to torture and is above all federal laws. We did get those pieces of the memo, but he's refusing to release it or investigate it. And yes, I didn't see it, but I read the transcript. He then with doublethink, oh, we're not torturing, we're not going to give you the information, but at the same time, oh, but we're allowed to because we're not under the Geneva Convention because these are enemy combatants. Go ahead.
I have never heard such doublespeak in my life. I mean, I saw the whole thing, and it was just, It was absolutely astounding. He kept repeating the president has not ordered anything that countervenes the Geneva Convention. And then they pressed him, and they said, but what about torture itself? And he says he has not countervened the Geneva Convention. He really would not answer the question. It's obvious that these memos going back and forth, he gave the advice that torture is okay.
Well, General Antonio Tagumba's report of, what, 5 weeks ago,
right,
has the admissions, the confessions. He saw the thousands of photographs and videos. They admit raping women, beating people to death,
right,
beating children in front of their parents. Reuters, cameramen have had their children tortured in front of them. That's been in Reuters. It's all in the report. Then the other Army report says 70 to 90% of those in the 32 camps were arrested at checkpoints,
right,
for not having papers in order,
right,
and they've almost all got children with them.
Right.
And I mean, look, who would go take a job? They admit they went to prisons, this has now come out, that had bad records that were being investigated. Ashcroft, a year plus ago, sent feds in to give people bonuses to join the military, prison guards with bad records.
Right.
They did this on purpose. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we need an independent prosecutor. But how are we going to get an independent prosecutor when the Republicans who support the president, which are the majority in Congress, have to appoint the independent prosecutor? What are we supposed to do?
But again, you didn't see Bill Clinton shutting down School of America's in Georgia, the torture university. You don't see the Democrats calling for real investigations.
No.
So again, I mean, you say the Republicans, again, you have to know, sir, that Bush and Kerry and all of this, it's a staged event. It's theater.
Yes, I know. I do agree with you. But don't you think that if we put enough pressure on the Congress that they'll finally have to appoint some kind of independent counsel to investigate this thing?
Yeah, but, I mean, they call this the 9/11 Commission independent when Bush appointed it. They call Danforth, appointed by Reno, over the Waco investigation independent. They're calling Rumsfeld, running the torture investigation independent, when the memos are out there, when he gave the orders. So,
isn't under federal law, I understand that if a felony is committed, such as torture, which is a felony, and somebody dies, that's considered first-degree murder. In other words, in the process of a felony, somebody dies. It's
and that's why the memo, before all this torture, from the Defense Department, by Rumsfeld, says we're above the law. The president is not bound by federal law.
Oh.
So I guess that means he can, you know, snort cocaine on the White House lawn or you know, he's not bound by law, they're saying. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And, of course, they are bound by law. I mean, when the government starts saying we're not bound by our own laws, folks, I mean, we know they've been ignoring their own laws forever and selectively enforcing them. But heaven help us when they start publicly saying we're not bound by laws. I mean, that is Stalin-esque. That is Hitlerian. That is Mao Zedong-ish. That is Fidel-ish. I mean, again, I'm speechless at this point. We'll come back and continue with calls. We've got an amazing guest in the second hour, Bob Chapman, coming up. And we'll come back and go to Winston. And then we'll talk to Mark and Kevin and many, many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Before I end this segment, though, I want to spend the next minute and a half beseeching all of you, imploring you, prostrating myself before you, to take action and to get my videos. I've made 10 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. Both those films cover September 11th. They're both over 2 hours long. They will expose who the terrorists are. It is so important to get these videos and to make copies of them. If you already have them and were impressed with them, please make copies of what you got. We also need your support, quite frankly. I need to, you know, pay my staff. I need to actually hire some more people. I've been working 18-hour days again, and it's wearing on me. But number one, these are powerful videos. You need to have them. You need to have these films, folks. These are preeminent films. They're well done. Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove to see the occult activities of world leaders. You know, Eyes Wide Shut for real. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free to get my videos. Big discounts when you order three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My videos are $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, that number, 1-888-253-3139. My book on September 11th, 9/11 to Sin to Tyranny, is only $11.95. Paul Watson's over 300 pages, full of documents and diagrams, is $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give us a gift. 1-888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our Safe Secure Shopping Cart. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the good news is that we're still able to get up on the radio on AM and FM stations across the country, from Kansas City to Pensacola, Florida, from Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, from Austin, Texas to, you know, Denver, Colorado, and to tell the truth, and that it's not part of this phony left-right paradigm. And the best news I can give you is this. I have talked on the streets to thousands of people. I have done, now it's over 1,600 radio interviews in the last 2.5 years. And maybe one call out of 30 calls in and disagrees. Liberal shows, conservative shows. People are waking up. I talked to a lot of Hollywood people that are getting past the phony left-right system and waking up to the New World Order. I mean, very divergent groups. Just so much is happening. You know, I'm consulting for two British TV documentaries. I'm consulting on two films, major motion pictures. I am, you know, writing forwards for books, and it's so diverse. There is such an awakening taking place. Got a call yesterday. I haven't seen it yet, but the new Running Man release, 2004 DVD, supposedly has a 20-minute special saying, look at the Running Man. This is all really happening in America. It's horrible. Stop it. We're the producers. We're upset. And so, you know, folks, a lot of stuff is happening right now. And my only regret is I can't do more for my country and my family. That sounds corny, but literally, I can't do more in this fight. I wish I could. I'm trying to work smarter. But you can take action. You can do more. You can become incredible leaders in this fight. You have power. Let's go ahead and take more calls. Winston in Alabama. Winston, go ahead.
Okay, Alex, I got three quick points. Also, there's a little clip on the end of The Matrix that's similar to that, where the producers is talking about it, and he talks about how that there is a secret behind the secret, and it's on the end of The Matrix. But anyway, that's not what I called it.
Which Matrix is that?
I think it's the first one.
Are you saying it's something extra on the DVD?
DVD, right.
Wow.
So they're around. A lot of those DVDs have extra stuff. Also, though, a few years ago, I picked up this CD in a record shop called to the movie Minority Report. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yes.
And I just had been listening to you for a while, and it amazes me at how saturated we are with this new way of thinking. For instance, this CD is free, and I just picked it up, you know, see what it was, put it on my computer, and it's a game. And the name of the game is Welcome to the Department of Free Crime. And you have a case. You have to find and identify the perpetrator of the free crime.
Yeah, that's a Philip K. Dick book, and Spielberg is definitely on the other side. He goes to the Bilderberg Group meetings, and they basically took that film, and it's a big conditioning mechanism.
Well, this is a little game that you play on your
TV. Yeah, I know. They had a game with it and the fake TV ads and the rest of it.
All right. The other thing I wanted to mention was there was another movie called The Trial by Orson Welles from 1963. It was just another movie I picked up, and it basically is about how it's basically what's going on now, where they have a guy's arrested, but nobody will tell him what he's arrested for. And everybody just says, you know what you did.
And that's what Homeland Security does, and they're setting that precedent for all citizens for all crimes.
Right, and this was back in 1963, so...
By the way, if you want to say hi to the star of The Matrix, you can say hi to him right now. I'm going to shut up. Hey, listen, I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you. Yeah, I'm glad I brought up movies, and the next caller brought them up. Good to hear from you. All right, the second hour is straight ahead, and we will break and come back and take your calls, and we also have Bob Chapman coming on. But no, we have a lot of listeners to this show that are interesting people. You want to say hi to them and thank them for listening. All right, enough said. Second hour, straight ahead. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.